gosh, that's today. I totally forgot. You've got this, hun. You've done job interviews before. Gosh, here we go. Okay. You have 2 degrees. Not that that even matters, because that's completely irrelevant. That's just a fact I'm stating. You have 2 degrees. You. What? No. You have 10 years of experience. And you have those 2 letters of recommendation. I know, I get it though. You're worried about getting tongue-tied in the interview. Did you ever see that movie? I don't think we've seen it together. It's called 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo, however it's said. There's a really adorable scene in that movie where they're just sort of starting to like fall in love kind of thing, and they're on a swing set and they do a little competition to see who can jump the furthest and land the furthest, and of course they end up in a tumbled heap together. And Jennifer's character looks at Mark's character and she's gently stroking his arm like this, and she's like, "You have arm hair." And he's like, "Well, it's never gotten that reaction before, but yes." That's what I think when I see your arms, because I really love your forearms. I really love your forearms. Oh, they're so long. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I'm not gonna purr over you. You are so adorable. Have you seen half the people in your field? Sorry, that was mean. Even if you looked like a gorilla, you would be the most attractive person in the world. Of course, I'm biased, but you know what I mean. You're just so kind to strangers, and you know about a little bit about every topic that anyone could possibly think of. I never found anyone who was able to keep up with me in that department. You bring up a very good point. I don't know how complimenting your forearms and Wikipedia-esque repartee of ability is going to help with your job interview. Touche. I guess the best advice is it doesn't matter if you don't get it. Because another one will come along. It's good practice. I mean, if you don't get it, they don't deserve you. All you can do is just. But what you do need to do is, when you walk in that room, you fucking hold your head up straight and you look him in the eye, that speaks volumes. If you can get through that moment, then the rest of the interview will just... God damn it, those fucking neighbors. Fucking child is a bowling ball. Oh, Jesus Christ. Ugh, we have to get out of this fucking apartment. Yeah, so... I love you. Let me see your hand. Because I like playing with hands, you know that. I love how big it is compared to mine. It's like my hand is so tiny compared to it. I think we should go back to sleep for a little while. We'll fall if we fucking can with those neighbors. Jesus Christ. I'm so sorry.